Blackstone Audiobooks presents Divorced from the Mob, My Journey from Organized Crime to Independent Woman by Andrea Giovino with Gary Brozek. Introduction. What are you talking about? Joe Florenza, that lard-ass motherfucker. Here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna get a couple of guys in a car. You, Freddie, Robert, Mike. The four of you go to Joe F is for fat, F is for fuck up Florenza at his house, and you tell him that if he don't come up with the money, he's gonna have major problems on his hands. Someone with more of a formal education than I have once told me that necessity is the mother of invention. Where I grew up, in Brooklyn, we had our own version of that expression. Necessity is the mother of crime. For that reason, in 1992, when I was faced with a set of circumstances that was spiraling out of control and threatening my future and my kids' futures, I resorted to what I knew best, loan sharking and my family. The first is a criminal activity. The second is an assortment of ex-cons, former drug abusers, inveterate gamblers, and the most loyal collection of ass-kickers a woman could ever hope to have. Only now, after having been away from that life for a little over 10 years, do I realize that what I thought was necessity was really a matter of choice. You're about to read the story of how I got into, and eventually out of, a life in which I was a party to and participant in a wide assortment of illegal, immoral, and unethical activities. I'm not proud of any of it. And to quote another expression, it ain't bragging if it's so. What you were about to read is true. I've changed the names of a small number of the participants to protect their privacy and preserve their innocence. Though, as you'll probably figure out for yourself, there are very few innocents in this book. As much as it's possible to do so, I've tried to present an account of the events as they happened and as I interpreted them at the time. I have to admit that as I was writing this book, I had the same reaction many of you may have to some of the things I did and how I perceived them. How could she have done that? How could she not have known that was wrong, illegal, stupid, harmful, or any one of another 20 adjectives to describe the insanity that was my life? I know you don't know me very well.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?